5 AOW and that control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, November 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., so has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleark.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening.
KC2NBU.
Okay, there's two. KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing this evening?
Good, I just switched to low power. How am I sounding over there?
Sounds absolutely normal.
Alright, good. I know Dale is having trouble hearing me. I don't know if it was my end or his end. But normally I can hit the repeater from up here at camp on 5 watts, so we'll try it here again on 5 watts, because he couldn't hear me clear unless I went to 15 for some reason. I know they switched over the repeater today, but I don't think it had anything to do with the antenna, so. Well, we'll see. Anyway, we went hunting most of the day today, except for a short little nap in the afternoon, and didn't see anything. It's really nothing moving out there in the woods that we can see. I'm hoping it's not the same for everybody else out there. But it was pretty quiet, not a bad day today. No real sun to speak of until about, around 1 o'clock or so we had a bit. Other than that, we're just kind of hanging out here at camp, cleaning up, and getting ready to go out there and hit it again tomorrow. So this is KD2AIT. We'll be back in that control.
Okay, Jeff. That sounds a little strange, too, with the beep on this. Hadn't done that before. But, at least you had a quiet day, you know, with the hunting and all, and not quite what you wanted to encounter, but... Yeah, sunshine didn't last very long here either. I think we probably had it for about 20 minutes or so, and then it was gone again. So that was the sum total of the day, and it started to rain. Okay, well, thank you for checking in. And we'll get with Ray, KC2MBU. How you doing this evening?
Good. Good. We got 51 degrees up on the hill here. Yeah, Bob was up, and we set up the club's old Spectrum repeater. Set it up for a 3-second hang time, and got the ID tone level down to where it won't blast people out of their chair, and it automatically comes on when you key it up. So it seems to be working good. The downside is we only have 30 watts. So we're down from 55 to 30. And the old GE Master 1, I think, was running about 90. So we're a little down on power, but he says the receiver end is really, really, really good on this. Checked out perfect.
Well, it really sounds good. I noticed the difference this afternoon, too. So, sounds like they've got quite a few things taken care of and sounding really good. Added a lot better quality to it, I think. Although it sounded excellent before, it's probably a little bit better to link up with now. I don't know. I don't know what that process is, but... okay, Ray. Well, I'm glad you had a good day. Yeah, you're right about the 51. I looked out at 1-2 PFM. George, how are you this evening?
Well, good evening to you, to Ray, everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature here, 50 degrees, after a range of 38 to 57, with the sunshine on it, or during the sunshine, that's where it did finally hit 57 today. I don't have much else to report. We had some heavy rain a little while ago, but maybe an hour, 2 hours ago, and that's over with now. So, that's about it. Nothing much else to report. We'll say God bless in 73, that's 2 PFM clip.
Okay, George. Well, thank you for checking in. Sounds like you had a little bit warmer days than what we had around here and what there was in Boonville, but you know, when the sun came out, it warmed it up pretty quick, but it didn't take it long for it to go away, and we had that downpour for a while ago also, and I hadn't looked out to see what it's doing, but I hope it cleared up somewhat and we can get a sunny day in tomorrow, or even a partial one would work pretty well. All right. Well, this is N5AOW looking for check-ins. Well, I went down and got a few things done myself today, mostly inside because it was cool this morning, and then when the rain came, pretty much turned everything inside. Had a few things I got cleaned up and put away and felt pretty good about that. So, I think I'm pretty well set for the winter. And temperature-wise, I think we probably were a little bit on the low side. I know I looked out earlier and it was 46 or 47, so it's dropped down a little more, but I don't think it's going to get too much lower than that with the cloud cover we have, so... And we'll take another try at see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5ALW looking for check-ins.
KB2ZSV.
Okay, let me see if I've got that correctly. Kilo Bravo 2, Nancy Sierra Victor.
Zulu Sierra Victor.
Okay, I got that correction. Well, thank you for checking in. How was your day today?
Not too bad. We went down and got my coal for the year. Got that all in the garage, 3 tons of it, and then we just goofed out the rest of the day. So here I am now. I was watching the baseball game, but I got sick of that.
Well, I can't say as I blame you. There are times I get the same way. I get kind of bored with it, but I do enjoy the game. Even some of the football games at times, you know, you just get to the point where you're not really that interested in it. Well, I'm glad you got your coal. That'll give you probably a goodly amount for the, hopefully it'll stretch through the winter, but I don't know what the needs are with that. We hadn't used coal in, God, I think since I was a kid, and that was always a project, either straightening up the coal bin or taking the ashes out, so it kept you busy, but you also kept warm. All right, we'll make one more shot and see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5AOW.
N2PFM with a question about that hole guy there.
N2PFM, George, go ahead with that gentleman.
Okay, yes, that is whatever there, N2PFM, about the hole. I think you're probably getting it down just outside Utica, or are you getting it up in turn?
Oh, no, I got it, KB2ZSV. I bought it from Tractor Farm Supply this year. They had a they had a good price on it, so I bought it from them this year.
You had a Tractor Supply Corporation?
Yeah, yeah, down there in the mall here by Wolves.
All right, then that's the same company. That's right over here in Lyleville also, Tractor Supply Corporation. I didn't know they sold coal.
Neither did I until about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and I don't think they did really, to be honest with you. I think this is their first year doing it, but I bought it for half as much as I usually have to pay for it.
How much a ton?
Well, let me put it this way. I bought 3 tons and it cost me $740.
That was a very good price, because that's about what two is. That's about $325 a ton now.
Yeah, Roger, this, I got my son up here, and, well, both of my sons up here, and we went down, hooked a trailer up on the back of the van, and went down and picked it up. We had to make 2 trips, but we went down and picked her up, so I'm all set for the winter now. I'm actually thinking about going down and getting 3 more tons for the price.
That's a Roger. Okay, thanks. You just gave me a good idea. That barn wood, I can also, I might be picking up a belly stove soon too instead, but alright. Well, good. That gives me an idea on something. Thanks very much for that info. Hey, that boy, 73, got to PFM clear.
Have a good night. KB2ZSV clear.
Okay, gentlemen. Well, glad you got that info back and forth. Alright. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins?
KD2AIT with a comment.
KD2AIT. Go ahead, Jeff.
Just like to say, up here at camp, we have clear skies. It just cleared up here not that long ago. You can see the stars, so I don't know if it's coming your way or not. But that might mean it might cool down a little bit here before the morning. And also like to say to George there, N2PFM, boy, your signal's just booming in tonight. I don't know if it's with the new repeater and something's changed. I mean, we did get the new repeater running tonight. I don't know if that, I mean, I'm sure that probably has something to do with it. But you're, I had to turn you down. You're coming in so loud.
Okay, KD2AIT, very good. All right, well, I gotta get done here and make sure Mama's all right, not before I go to bed. God bless and seven.
I'm sorry, I have one more comment, if I could.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Thanks there, Ray, for making the repeater come through. We can still talk over it, though. That's something I've always wished this repeater had. So, we were posted, we were listed on upstateham.com today, all one word, upstateham. They mentioned our repeater and our nightly net, so they sent me an email here saying that they had posted it. I talked to one of the guys there who runs the site, so they have a lot of good information there, especially about tests and events and contests, so you might want to check it out. That's upstateham.com. Okay, back to net.
Okay, Jeff, good info on that. I might get on that tomorrow and see what's up with that. Okay, anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW. Hearing none, I'll now close the Blackwood River Valley service net. Return of frequency to regular amateur use. Want to thank all those that checked in. and 73 to all, and 5 AOW clear.
K2 VLA, calling.
AIT back on channel monitoring.
Thanks for checking in. Have a good day tomorrow. K2 Zero Zero.